This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Well, even though the federal health emergency for COVID has ended, Colorado health officials think they can respond quickly if the virus surges again. Some health experts worry the CDC will have less data to track the spread of the virus, but State Incident Commander Scott Bookman says the health department and health system are better prepared than 3 years ago.
We are behind the scenes at all times, monitoring and preparing. We've got all sorts of new tools that we will continue to hone.
COVID deaths and hospitalizations across the country are at their lowest point in 3 years. Those numbers have dropped in Colorado as well. High contamination levels of crystal meth were found in samples taken at the downtown transit terminal in Colorado Springs. Mountain Metropolitan Transit says they're working on decontaminating the facility. For the time being, the lobby and restrooms at the terminal will remain closed. And the Denver Art Museum is reopening some popular galleries this weekend. Arts of Africa, Arts of Oceania, and Modern and Contemporary Art Galleries have all been closed since 2017 due to construction. Rory Potikin is a museum curator.
Particularly in our unique galleries, it was really about thinking how the objects would be best presented in our galleries and how visitors would move through our spaces.
The galleries reopen to the public Sunday, which is also a free day at the museum. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.